Welcome to Words of Light with Jim, sponsored by All My Relations in Indianapolis, the largest rock and mineral shop in the Midwest, carrying metaphysical supplies for all spiritual paths.
Well, as everybody knows, we're at the end of August, finally, right? And there's supposed to be a lunar eclipse somewhere. We can't see it on our side, I guess on the other side of the planet or somewhere, but it's still going on. And you know what the old saying goes, what goes on the other side affects us on this side. It's just everything happening over there is going to happen here at some point or some level of energy. It doesn't mean we're going to get exactly the same thing, but the after effects still, just like everybody heard about that earthquake in Italy, right? And there was aftershocks. After the earthquake was over, they still were having tremors. And that's kind of what we're going to be facing here, let's say next month. The tremendous amount of energy shot into us is wrapping up right now. The lunar has to do with the feminine energy. And that's what they've been pouring into to us on the planet, is more feminine energy, because you've always heard the expression, it's a man's world. So to bring it in balance, they've had to send the feminine in. Now, I had a friend call me today, and he threw a good question at me. And he was talking about, about the light and the dark, which we always seem to be battling somewhere in the world, okay? And he says, well, will the dark ever win? I mean, because it's like saying it's truly by choice that we're picking the light, if you will. That's our choice. You could say we can pick the dark, which a lot of people are. And that's still strictly a choice, believe it or not. When, I've said it many times, light will always win over darkness. Now think of the pure logic. If you sat in a completely dark room, you light a single match, do you notice it? In a heartbeat, you will absolutely see that. That light will just be brighter than heck to you because you're in all total darkness. Now, if we're sitting in this room here with the lights on, we can see reasonably, and somebody would bring in everybody knows what a black light bulb looks like, right? You've ever seen one? And let's say I lit the light bulb up. Unless you were looking at it directly, you would never probably even notice it. You wouldn't even give it two seconds of time unless you were looking directly at that light bulb, because you can hardly tell it coming on. It's more subtle. It does not overpower the light, if that gets obvious. The darkness does not overpower the light. That's a fact. And that's universal law, by the way, too. Just think of it, if you're sitting at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning, and it's dark outside, which it should be still at this time, isn't it? Last time I looked, anyways. But what happens about 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, when that sun starts to pop up, you start to see things. And you can see the light now takes over as it continues to rise. And right now, that's what the planet is doing, is raising the vibration, raising the light, raising the feminine into more conscious awareness. Meaning the flashlight lights are all bright, shining in your faces and the other people's as well. And bringing consciousness to the feminine energy. So you can only imagine how that is upsetting to the good old boy system. That's why politics are in a total uproar. Even, I don't care who you pick right now, be it any side you pick, they're working with the good old boy system because that's what they're functioning with. How is it going to change? We have to make a change. So if you want to call their own fighting, if you notice, who's going to win? Maybe they'll both lose. And the feminine will then win, if you want to say it that way. Does that make sense? That I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it certainly looks like the only choice that we have left. Because how would you, what I hear a lot of people saying, well, I'm picking the worst or the best of the worst. Now, that's a heck of a note to be picking when it comes to politics. I think, why would you pick the best of the worst? That's not picking anything good at all to me. Why would you pick anything? Stay away from both of them or anyone that would represent the worst of whatever you call it. So it has to change, and people are going to see that occurring because they're going to, in their own little way, raise a stink. Now, years ago, I remember are hearing what they call the silent majority. Anybody ever hear about that group of people? Okay, and who fits in that mode? I definitely fit in there because I'm not out there blowing horns for any particular political group or something, but in my own little way, I'm kind of making my my thoughts be known very subtly. And there's a lot of people that fall in that category. They're not out there blowing horns or trumpets. They're just kind of quietly going about their business, going to work every day maybe, making a decent living, doing the best they can, putting their best foot forward. Call it the good things in life. And they're not necessarily looking to get ahead by climbing on somebody else's hands on the way up the ladder. You ever notice that in business? How do people climb the ladder? Generally, by stepping on other people's hands on the way up the ladder. At least that's my observation. I'm not saying that's true in every place. But when we talk corporate, and see, again, it's like throwing the bone out there. Who's going to go for it? You know, if they throw enough big enough bone, somebody's going to want that over somebody else, and they're going to start fighting for it. And that, again, promotes the good old boy system. You know, it's like putting men in a ring and seeing who's going to win the fight. You know, the strong man wins, right? Look at the Ultimate Fighting thing that's going on right now. Boy, that's interesting, isn't it? Have you ever seen any of that a little bit? I don't really watch a lot, but again, I observed it and I've watched a little bit. When they just about anything goes, you know, short of killing the person. Boy, that's, you know, pretty interesting. You can really hurt somebody, and they do. A lot of times, people are really hurt in the ring with those type of fighting going on. But to them, that's the ultimate experience. Did anybody ever know what you consider your ultimate experience to be? Would it be fighting? Would it be diving out of an airplane without a parachute? Would it be, you know, going down a river on the white water rapids thing? Whatever that is. Maybe it's a roller coaster ride. Everybody has a different one, don't they? It's pretty hard for me to narrow it down to one, if that makes sense. I can think of so many things that I would call things I feel very positive doing. Feel good about. And that may not be terribly exciting. Has anybody ever, like, sit in their backyard at night? I did this a few years ago, and boy, just to go home, and it's just as the sun is setting, you sit there, and the birds are still moving around a little bit, and it just starts to be real quiet, the wind starts to die down, and it's just a nice and peaceful evening. And that to me would be one of my, oh yeah, this is what I would like to do. You know, this is something on my agenda that says, Jim, would you like to do this again tomorrow? Yep, let's do it again. I like this experience, so let's go for it. So if we repeatedly do things that are, let's say, beneficial to you, not necessarily always going, I call the whoopee rides, you know, up and down the roller coaster, not that that's bad, that can be beneficial, because sometimes our lives get pretty boring and dull, don't they? We've all had busy schedules. I mean, everybody has at times. But right now, back to the energy in general is escalating, and that's why people are sometimes troubled just to sort through their own pile of stuff. That to them could be their work, could be their keeping what's keeping them occupied. There is just so many things going on right now with all this energy. So could we expect also, let's go to the extreme of having some miracles occur. Boy, it takes energies for miracles, doesn't it? Are we ready for miracles? Expect them. Expect them to happen because they're going to. And I didn't say how, who, where, why, and all that kind of stuff, but in your life, expect some kind of form of miracle to occur. And you'll find that somewhere, somehow, some way, again, is going to prove very, very beneficial to you, okay? So keep that in mind, that your experience with life is escalating you and this planet into a higher vibration, or some people call it ascension, because that's what, if you get right down to this, if you go back it up to the Jesus story, he ascended into heaven. That was like the last time anybody saw, quote, Jesus on the planet, right? Was he ascended, what they said, into heaven, which is, was it really someplace out there in the universe? You can actually ascend into heaven without leaving this room right now. How could you do that? How else can we do it? Is there one way to do it?
Meditate.
That's a form of getting there. That's like getting in the car and getting there. That's all you do. You start meditating. Okay? Now, meditation sometimes, let's say, leads us to very little. Other times, it's wow, you know. I always tell people the little short meditations where you get like a little vision and a little experience can be wows. And that means, wow means to me, something spiritually is happening for you. Now, you're the beneficiary of that wow. And that doesn't mean I understand what that really means, other than it's beneficial to you from a spiritual aspect. Right now, there is so many people doing exactly what they came here to do. It's like you signed up for a particular mission. Now, remember, you can have a lot of different things that are just busy keeping you occupied. Like you said, well, I didn't sign up for fishing, but my dad was a fisherman, so I spent a lot of time fishing with dad. That's fine. That wasn't necessarily a mission that you had to accomplish. Your mission might have been waiting till you're what? Mature and up in age before you do something you might say very significant to get some kind of awareness put together, and then it's like throwing a big beach ball out there. Everybody knows anything. Did you ever, anybody ever play with a beach ball? It's light, isn't it? It's like balloons. They weigh nothing, but you can give a direction and you throw it up and it's fun. And who doesn't like beach balls or light things like that when you're a kid? All kids love stuff like that. They do. And what the universe is asking us is some respect to return back to our childhood ways. That doesn't mean you have to act like a five-year-old, and some people still do, don't they? But it is referring back to, let's start looking for what's fun. Let's not be judgmental, because a lot of five-year-olds, all they do is want to have fun, if that makes sense. They want to have fun. That's the number one priority. And if they ain't having fun, they ain't happy. Now, if you're sitting in, I call your supposedly utopia space, remember I talked about going to heaven, if you want to call it ascended, and if you're unhappy, I don't believe you're going to be ascending or evolving or becoming what you call the ultimate human being or spiritual being on this planet. That's contradictory. And yet, so many people are unhappy. Have you checked the rooms around or gone to places and gone into stores? And, man, a lot of grumpy people out there. They're not happy. Why? Because they have put expectations on what they're supposed to be getting.
Thank you for listening to Words of Light with Jim. Come check out All My Relations in Indianapolis or go online to allmyrelationsindy.com, the largest rock and mineral shop in the Midwest, carrying metaphysical supplies for all spiritual paths. Words of Light with Jim, spreading light for your spiritual journey.